USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A massive winter storm is claiming lives across the United States. At least 23 deaths are being blamed on the Arctic temperatures that have over 60% of the country under winter weather advisories. So far, deaths have occurred in 11 states across the Midwest and East Coast. Canadian officials say over 50 people were hospitalized following a bus crash on a British Columbia highway late Christmas Eve. The Interior Health Authority announced that medical teams at three different hospitals received patients following the accident. Their conditions were not immediately known. Here's the latest on the winter weather system itself from meteorologist Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service.
Main impacts now are still seeing some lake effect snow, primarily off of Lake Erie near Buffalo and then off of Lake Ontario. And it's still cold over a lot of the eastern part of the country, but not as extreme of cold as we saw yesterday and the day before.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is rescinding an executive directed signed by her predecessor concerning the Hollywood sign. The LA Times says Bass shut down a directive approved by former Mayor Eric Garcetti that would have created a program to illuminate the world-famous icon. Garcetti signed the directive December 11th, which was his final day in office. It would have set up an 18-month pilot program to allow the sign to be lit up. Nearby residents oppose the illumination of the sign. The Hollywood sign turns 100 years old next year. The NFL played most of its games yesterday, but there are four more to finish Week 16.
Of these six teams playing today, only two have realistic playoff hopes. One of them is Miami, which hosts Green Bay to start the day. The Dolphins are a game ahead of the Patriots and Jets in their division. Tonight, the Tampa Bay Bucks try to stay alive when they play at Arizona. 6-8 Tampa leads the NFC South, where no team has a winning record.
This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is Glucodown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. Glucodown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All eight flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search Glucodown, GLUCO, down.
One of former President Trump's lawyers is calling the January 6th committee's criminal referrals for Trump pretty much worthless. Tim Parlatore called the referrals worthless because the DOJ doesn't have to follow it. He added that it was political noise. The House Select Committee, looking into the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack, recommended Trump be investigated for multiple charges, including inciting an insurrection. Five people are under arrest in connection with a fatal shooting at the Mall of America. A 19-year-old man was killed Friday night during an altercation inside a Nordstrom store. On Saturday, three 17-year-olds and two 18-year-olds were arrested in connection to the incident. Police say they are confident they've arrested at least one shooter, but haven't ruled out the possibility of a second gunman. Your typical Christmas dinner is costing quite a bit more this year. Details from Rich Johnson.
The analysis firm DataSembly took information from the detailed consumer price index and came up with this calculation. Dinner with all the fixings and eggnog will run you about 16% more than it did last year. Biscuits cost almost half again as much as last year. Butter's up by nearly 40%. Russet potatoes up by more than 32%. Turkey's up just 6%. And a spiral cut ham will cost you about 8% more. Blame, among other things, inflation, supply chain interruptions, and the avian flu.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.